This month's hostage taking at a natural gas plant in Algeria shows how international terrorism is evolving. Groups such as Al-Qaeda have long been motivated by radical ideology. What's happening now in North Africa is a little different. For groups there, there's also a financial motive. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports on the dangerous intersection of terrorism and syndicated crime.
For years, Al-Qaeda's arm in North Africa, known as Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, was seen as the black sheep of the Al-Qaeda organization. Osama bin Laden told the group to stop smuggling and kidnapping. Bin Laden was worried that all that criminal activity would detract from Al-Qaeda's ideological mission. But AQIM wouldn't stop. It kept snatching Westerners in North Africa and holding them for ransom.
And of course, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has made a fortune out of this practice.
That's Juan Zarate, a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He used to track AQIM's money-making operations when he was at the Treasury Department.
The ransoms for the hostages they've taken is in part what has made them so lethal, has allowed them to survive, and has allowed them to take full advantage of a bit of the chaos and tumult of the post-Arab Revolution environment in North Africa, and certainly in West Africa.
North Africa and West Africa. Specifically, he's referring to Libya and Mali and Algeria. Since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi, Libya has become an arms bazaar for the world's terrorists. In testimony last week, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that the weapons used in the attack on the gas facility in Algeria came from Libya, and the plot itself is thought to have been planned in Mali. So that's one reason Defense Department officials are focusing on the West African nation.
We would all like to see the elimination of Al-Qaeda and others from northern Mali.
That's General Carter Hamm, the head of the U.S. Africa Command.
Realistically, probably the best you can get is containment and disruption so that Al-Qaeda is no longer able to control territory as they do today.
By controlling territory, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has a base from which to conduct its crime spree. Take that away, and working with criminal syndicates gets harder, the thinking goes. General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said that the U.S. military is watching the growing intersection between terrorism and crime.
And I think the way to think about the North Africa and West Africa is a syndicate of groups who come together episodically when it's convenient to them in order to advance their cause. Sometimes their cause is terrorism, sometimes it's criminal, sometimes it's arms trafficking.
And sometimes, in the case of Al-Qaeda's affiliate in Iraq, it's even robbing banks. The crimes vary. For example, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are kidnapping and extorting locals in Afghanistan. Al-Shabaab in Somalia has been laundering money to raise funds. CSIS's Juan Zarate said that while Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb was at the forefront of the criminalization of Al-Qaeda, other affiliates are catching up.
The reality is that Al-Qaeda groups have determined and found that they can act as criminal enterprises and use that as a way of funding their operations, extending their influence, and frankly, melding with locals and insurgents that add weight and reach to their operations.
Which suggests that fighting terrorism won't be just about combating ideology going forward. It's going to be about combating local crime syndicates as well. On one hand, it's a challenge. Terrorists can keep funding themselves through criminal networks. On the other hand, it could be an opportunity. One of the things U.S. law enforcement is good at is dismantling crime syndicates, which might give them a new way to go after terrorists. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.